Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash Kernsworth.
Hi everybody.
Myself, Tom Holmes, and no Craig Hazel.
No!
He's one podcast in the last 6 weeks we've done, so he's got to take it. Although to be fair, he is not here in the hottest studio in the world.
It is beyond.
It's really hot. Yeah. I'm going to pop my trousers off at some point. I'm just going to let you know that.
Good.
And Craig's probably in a studio, but a proper TV studio, throwing cheese toasties at runners or something.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Like in an air-conditioned studio. Oh, my God.
With his shoes off, his loafers off.
Yeah, drinking a martini and some
probably. Mood. Yeah. So, we are here, the Gaffer Tapes World Cup Podcast Part 2. Quarterfinals are all done.
Oh, I missed it. Did anything interesting happen?
There was a couple of things going on. I'm just struggling. I mean, how long before we say the phrase?
I don't think we should.
I won't say it then. We are going to talk about the semi-finals, of which one of them England are in. Kind of. That was nearly a sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, France-Belgium, that's coming up. England against Croatia. There's a lot happening. I can't believe, one, that it's still going on. It just seems like it's been going on forever, which is fantastic. I'm absolutely loving it. But two, that England are still in it. I mean, really, I just keep having to pinch myself.
It is. I literally never thought I would see it.
Pinching my sweaty tits. As this is so fucking hot. I think one of us is going to faint before long. So we are going to be talking about, obviously, the World Cup. We are also going to be taking social media questions. You've asked us some questions about it. We're going to be talking about things like the Golden Boot and all of that. And now, while this is a World Cup podcast, obviously, the other big news is that the Fantasy Premier League game is live.
Went in early.
Yeah, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. There's a few players' prices. We've got a couple of questions about that as well. But first, let's do it. It's the elephant in the sweaty room. England are through to a semi-final, the World Cup semi-final for the first time since 1990. I was 4 years old.
We were talking about Zlatan, so you can't remember it?
No, because I was four.
You can remember things.
I can remember things from four, but I wasn't into football. Were you into football at four? Well, you weren't four in 1990, were you?
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't know how old you were because you don't have a birth certificate, do you?
Yeah, I'm not real. I don't know when I was built. It's just mental. It's just like,
it's crazy, isn't it?
We've done all those years of having amazing teams, like amazing players.
Yeah.
We did nothing. Now we've got no one. Whoa. Just sort of ambled along and we're just still there.
Yeah, is that your view of it? Have we ambled?
I actually think it's like a tactical masterclass.
I think it is.
I don't think we play very good football. And I don't think it'd be better if, like, in the second half of the Sweden game, we did some attacking, which was nice.
Yes.
I think if they did more of that, like if they had a bit more of a strategy.
Towards the end of the first half, we started playing. But that was my problem. I people text me during the game. I don't look at my phone during the game. It drives me mad. I've got like eight people texting me about the game. Watch the fucking game. Be fine and watch the game. Text me at half time if you want. Text me a little summary at half time. But people text me going, ref's a prick. Stuff like that. All right. We know that. Although, to be fair, the ref wasn't actually that bad in the last game. But I think there was a lot of potential that, like, we could have broken. And you're thinking out wide, but it's just too slow. And maybe that is a tactic. I mean, it is kind of working, but it's just not attacking football. It's like, it took us a while to get that confidence. Then we started doing it and then it was too late because the ref blew out for half time.
Well, I thought one of the things might be that, like, people are giving Sterling loads of stick.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's coming back and creating a lot.
Mm.
I think the tactic might actually be, because they've got this guy who's on the bench who's like this striking coach. He's made a name for himself, he's gone to America and stuff and developed this whole striking.
Yeah.
Like, he specifically just does that. But it seems to be that they've separated Sterling away from him because his striking's got worse.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just trying to teach Sterling to win corners. Mm. Like, if we could just get him to do really bad shots that always win corners,
yeah,
we can just score loads of headers. I actually think they're deliberately trying not to score.
I think there is a lot of tactics. It seems that Southgate is studying the game and he's worked out the psychology of penalties and stuff like that we were talking about before. But I think it is all one unit and they are playing as a unit. And people saying that, oh, Sterling's been shit, but then as many people are saying, you haven't got a clue about football then, because Sterling is creating all this space. How do you think the ball gets to the other players up there?
Yeah, yeah. Should we go through the other quarterfinals then?
Yes, sorry, there were more quarterfinals.
I can't believe there are other teams still allowed in it.
I know. Do you know what? I wouldn't like that. If they said to me, you can either fight for it and there's a 50% chance or a 30% chance, or we can just hand it to you, I'd say no. You keep your hands in your pockets, son. Let's do this.
That's what people used to, how they used to win it. It was Seth Blatter.
Probably.
There's a 50% chance you could win it.
Yeah.
But if you hand me something, I hand you the trophy.
Exactly, yeah.
So, quarterfinals, first one up was, it was Uruguay-France, wasn't it?
It was, I seem to remember, it was Uruguay-France. It was on Friday the 6th, which was my wife's birthday.
Really?
Which I'm so fucking glad that England didn't win their group. Otherwise, we would have played against Brazil on my wife's birthday. And there's no way in hell that I would have been watching that, baby. I was at a zoo all day getting fucking heatstroke. I got heatstroke so bad. So I got heatstroke on the Friday. I got pissed all day on the Saturday, which is the football. And then I just fell down the stairs on Sunday. I was just absolutely fucked. Got the biggest bruise on my arse you've ever seen. Dreadful. So France-Uruguay. France are there in the semis.
Not a very good game. It was fairly dull.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was kind of keeping updated as I was walking around looking at the llamas and stuff.
Yeah. I thought Uruguay would put up more of a fight, to be honest. They didn't really get too much of a chance to get into it.
Yeah.
I
fancied Uruguay to win it, to be fair, before the game. I did, yeah. I thought they would.
Yeah, I thought they'd do better. The France are just so good.
Yeah.
Like, they still haven't really hit it. You know what I mean? Like, hit the stride. There are so many good players. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And plus, didn't they get to the finals of the Euros last time?
Against
Portugal.
Well, the actual final. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't they lose?
Maybe they did, yeah.
Yeah, I think they lost to Portugal in the Euros and Germany got knocked out in the semis.
Mm.
And I was thinking, God, you know how they have this thing where for the last few years we've had, it was France in 2000, then it was Spain, then it was Germany, where someone comes in and they basically do three of them back to back.
Yeah.
You know, like a Euros, a World Cup, something like that, or World Cup, Euro World Cup. I think maybe it could be France's time. They got to the final of that Euros.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll just keep getting to the finals and never win anything.
I do think that France-Belgium is going to be a cracking game. As we record, it is tomorrow, but probably by the time it's out, it'll be tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's going to be a belter of a game. I really don't know who's going to win that. I mean, Belgium turning over Brazil was pretty special, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was another one where it wasn't really... Well, they're for a bit... Brazil did have a lot of chances.
Yeah.
They missed quite a lot of good ones, didn't they?
Mm.
But the Belgian team is just so good.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. But then England have had good teams before. It doesn't necessarily matter. And Spain, for years, had like...
Well, it is, yeah. Portugal. The Belgian team does remind me of a sort of an old England team in a way, because it is just all these names and these superstars. But I think maybe they do play together better than England teams of the past have. Yeah, that's true. Obviously, Sweden 0, England 2. Absolutely loving it.
I said before the game, Sweden are terrible.
Mm. Oh, do you know what? I didn't want to say it because you don't want to say it out loud because it's going to just come back and bite you. But when I watched Sweden-Switzerland in the last 16 game and Sweden went through, I was like, fucking hell, we are going to beat these. We are fucking going to beat these.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying, oh yeah, but there's, you know, they're a bit of a bogey team for England in the past and all this. Because I remember watching tournaments. I remember watching one as a kid down the pub with my dad. And eating crisps and watching England lose to Sweden and then crying into my little golden wonders. And that happened on a few occasions. Yeah, they were just the team that we seemed to come up against all the time and get beaten by. But yeah, I was very happy with that. Russia-Croatia, that was a battle that was later on in the evening. I was quite pissed by that point.
I think a lot of people were.
Yes, quite pissed.
That was really good. That was an unbelievable game, actually, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, that was very good. Yeah, and it was one of them, like, I would have liked to have seen the Russians go through.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, by the end of it,
Partly because I was slightly worried about the well-being of England fans and other people out there. As soon as Russia went out, I wonder if they're then going to go mental and the fans are just going to beat everyone up.
I think it might have been worse if we had to play them and then beat them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
How mental was it when Russia scored at the end?
Yeah, I think crazy. I was so happy. I was so happy because I was like, yes, it's not over. Because when it's relatively mutual like that, well, it is mutual. I'm not Croatian or Russian.
Yeah.
When it is mutual like that, it's nice to see a little bit of penners. Penalty shootout. I'd be happy if every game went to penalty shootout.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Just not England ones because I was nearly sick in the Colombia game. But, you know, if you're talking about players, let's talk about Pickford, Trippier, Maguire. Yeah, Milligan, Cleese, Everett, England's unlikely heroes, and they have been. Like, none of them were in the squad 12 months ago, is that right? Is it those three? I think it was. None of them were in the England squad a year ago, and they've just been absolute. Trippier, for me, even as an Arsenal fan, I can hold my hands and say, Trippier is, I think, my England player of the tournament, if we're going to hand that award out. I don't know if we can let Kieran know that he's won that. I'm sure
he's a bit early to do it.
Potentially, yeah. Because when Kane scores a hat trick in the final and we win, I might have to give it to him.
Yeah. When Sterling scores.
Oh, I just think it's one of them. Like when Dele Alli scored, I was like, have the floodgates opened?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, and I think it might be like that with Sterling. You never know.
Yeah. I think if they play with some confidence, it could get like pretty good.
But those three, like Maguire, when his goal went in, oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Pickford's a fucking national hero already.
Yeah.
Oh, he's my spirit animal.
Hey, he was really good, wasn't he?
Yeah. Fantastic lad. All of it's done. I mean,
these are all, it's funny because to regular football fans, mortals.
Yeah.
What do they call them? Casuals.
Casuals.
Good to the casuals.
Yeah.
They're just people that play for England.
Mm.
But our hardcore fantasy football following,
yeah, exactly.
They are all choice picks, aren't they?
Absolutely,
for the last couple of years.
Most of these people go, yeah, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Mate, fucking, you know, 2017-18 season, I think all of us had all of them at some point in our team, yeah. They are classic FPL picks. And like I say, we have got some news on the FPL game going live, coming up shortly. So yeah, it's been good. The good thing about obviously the Croatia game is now Croatia have played two lots of 120 minutes and pens. They've gone to penalties in the last two games. So we're going to come in maybe a little bit fresher. You know, I don't know what the schedule's like for other teams. Like, so would Croatia in the Croatian league, I assume there is a Croatian league, is there?
No, don't expect many of the players playing though.
No, that's very true. Good point. Well spotted. That was your first test and you passed. Yeah, but I mean, are these players, are they playing, do they have like a busy schedule? You know, like how it is around Christmas?
I reckon if I had to guess, I'd say Croatia has a winter, break.
But maybe not Croatia then, but like the players largely.
Well, that's what I mean.
Where they're playing out of. Because I don't know, because obviously Modric, everyone knows Modric, and everyone's saying if he can carry Croatia to a World Cup final, then he may be the greatest unsung hero in the history of football.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
And I think, well, you know, there's Andy Linnigan, mate, so don't.
What's his name? Manahan.
Manahan, of course.
Well, there's definitely less players in the Croatian team playing in the Premier League.
What, than the England team?
Yeah, exactly.
Funny that.
The Premiership's obviously notorious for everyone being fucking knackered by the end of it.
Yeah.
So, but we play quite a passive game. Well, I suppose they do as well. So, even though they've played 120 minutes, I don't know how tired they'll be.
Yeah, true.
Because they don't really play that, you know, mega competitive style, do they?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of looking at it.
I didn't think about it. Modric is 32.
Mm.
And he's done a lot of work. Even Raka, Rakitic. Even he's 30.
Rakers, yeah.
He's mental.
3-0 now, isn't he? If I know Rakitic,
because he hasn't played for Barcelona for that long, has he?
I do. What's the word? I do regret, not regret. What's it? I don't know what it means. But yeah, it's annoying when people say about, oh yeah, bloody hell, yeah. But he's getting on. He's 32. I think I'm 32. I'm 32.
But imagine if you had to do 120 minutes of exercise and then 2 days later they said, right, you're in the World Cup semi-finals, son.
Yeah, that's true. 120 seconds of of exercise a month, I'd be absolutely furious.
Resent,
I think that was the word I was looking for.
If Mandzukic could sit in this studio for 120 minutes.
Sweating like a bitch.
Who's the real champion is?
Having a little mug of orange squash. Didn't even get a glass. Mug. Tell me about it.
But, so I think the one advantage England have got is that Croatia don't really have any mega good strikers. I think that's been letting them down. The same with a few of these teams in the World Cup where they've got brilliant midfields.
Yeah.
But can't let Mexico suffered from it. They were creating loads of chances. We got such a terrible bunch of strikers, they couldn't put them away. Mm.
It's the same with Colombia to a certain extent as isn't it? Yeah.
And Croatia's they're all right, Mandzukic and, but it's obviously not in the same league as Kane.
Yeah.
And that we just don't have the same midfield.
Yeah, that's that they've got.
Yeah. But we're not really playing through our midfield, so.
No. I think the stars have been your defence. Even John Stones. And I must say, Jordan Henderson was outstanding in the last game. Just everything about him. Do you know what I mean? The whole package, just the ruthless aggression. Beautiful stuff. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's been like Stones has played well, actually, hasn't
he? Stones has played well, yeah. Stones, Maguire, Trippier. I think Kyle Walker's been solid. There's been a couple of times he's given the ball away a little bit. But is it solid? Rose, when he's come on, has taken... old Ashley Young's place well. Yeah.
It's funny because, obviously when Stones was at Everton, he was the shit, wasn't he? And it was everyone was vying for him. Then he went to Man City and he hasn't really done much. Plus he's been a terrible, even though he's been cheap, he's been a terrible pick in the game.
He has, fantasy football pick.
Yeah. So no one's really gone in for him. He sort of stayed off the radar, I think, a bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You never know, but I mean, he's still 24. You never know if this season could be his season. Although I do believe we have a question about that coming up. I don't know. Possibly. But, ladies and gents, talking of the World Cup, if you're like us, you've been waiting for 4 years for this tournament and there's no better way to get closer to the matches and teams you love than with DraftKings Fantasy Football. DraftKings is hosting contests every day during the tournament. And with a first-time deposit of $5 or more, they are totally free to enter. Pick your lineup of the world's best players and win your share of thousands. With DraftKings, there are lots of ways to play. You can choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. Or my particular favourite is the single-entry contest where each person can only enter just the one lineup. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill levels. The best part is you can pick a new team every day without any commitment. It's as simple as that. So get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code GAFFER. That's GAFFER to receive your free entry. Add to the excitement by and test your football knowledge with no commitment. The promo code GAFFER to play your shot at winning thousands. The contest is totally free to enter, so why wouldn't you try? There's a minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. And see DraftKings.com for details. It's, of course, 18 plus. And you can check out begambleaware.org.
Well done.
Jesus Christ, I'm sweating.
So obviously, DraftKings are supporting us over the World Cup.
Yes.
Which is good of them. So we've given it a try because, we wouldn't obviously endorse things we didn't like. And Craig, he is, obviously went on there straight away.
Yeah, well, Craig won money on his first DraftKings attempt. He did it. So he did England, Sweden, and he you have to pick six players. Has to be one from each side. And he picked Maguire, Ali and Pickford. Amazing picks. He paid a $3 game. He played a $3 game and he won 25.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, he was well happy with that. But it was fantastic. Yeah. So, go to DraftKings.com and, use the promo code GAFFER. Receive your free entry. Blimey. Yeah, I've lost a lot of electrolytes doing that. Just before we go to the social media question, I think we should talk about the Fantasy Premier League game going live.
I can't believe believe it's back up already.
It's England are still in the World Cup. I'm sort of a little bit loath to talk about it because we haven't tweeted about it yet, and we do actually have our pin now has gone live, but we haven't really tweeted about it because I think, you know, it's like you don't want to forget about the World Cup. The World Cup will be over soon. Yeah. It could be over Wednesday night. It's not going to be. It's coming home, but it could be over.
No, you lasted so long without saying it. Last year, I saw when it was coming live, so I was there, created my team, mm-hmm. and my number, you know your team's got a number, yeah. mine was like 1,200 or something. Oh, like right. You actually get a number, you get an ID with your team.
Oh, okay.
It might have been less than that, it might have been 700 or something. Mine was one of the first few teams created, and I was like, yes, it's going to be like really low. Mm. It's like 50 or, you know, like 100 out of 6 million or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, what was the point of that? You never see the number.
Yeah, that's so true. No one does. No.
So I didn't do that this year.
No. but then you did finish about 800th in the world.
Oh, shit. Maybe I should have done.
So there you go.
Maybe that's just how it works. Just whatever number you
get. You did it 800th.
Yeah. You just sign up and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So should we give out the pin?
Let's give out the pin to our league because I've created my team now.
Have you?
I've done it just, well, obviously you've got, you know, a lot of time to do it. So I picked
your first draft of the team.
A little thing, yeah. And, but we can tell you the pin. It is 4817-1594. That's 4817-1594. It's our fifth season of playing Fantasy Premier League.
Wow.
Obviously it's just a bit of fun, you know, just join the league. Tell us what you're playing for. And it's just a bit of fun playing fantasy football. But it's our fifth season, so it's nice. We'd like to get a load of people in our league.
Yeah.
We keep doubling our last amount pretty much every season, so it'd be nice to do that.
I guess the end of the start of the season, we might figure out some poses.
Yeah, potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. Potatoes. Oh, don't give it away. Yeah.
they will be potatoes.
Yeah.
They will
once
be.
Now that everyone knows about DraftKings, I think the potato people will be
Walkers are going to come knocking. Saying Chris. So yeah, 4817-1594, or we've got the auto join link, which I think still works, thegaffertapes.com/join, because I tried it today and I think it does still work.
I'll have to change the pin, but it will do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But there you go, probably by this time.
Yeah,
you never know. So yeah, and within the questions we do have some fantasy Premier League related, or just general fantasy football, because we don't discriminate, do we? In the first of our social media segments. Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the
Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGaffertapes. So Phil on Facebook says, is it time to use your... What do we think about the double game week and the chip?
Good old Phil. Good old Phil on Facebook. Not Phil Mitchell, is it? Yeah. Just tits on crack again.
That'd be so good.
That would be
how long is it before the first double game week question?
Should I use it straight away? We did get a Facebook from Terence King. He said, I'm not thinking about FPL yet, which is nice. He mirrors our thoughts. I'm all about the World Cup. That being said, surely the Kane August hoodoo has never been more obvious than after this World Cup. I'm avoiding that for sure. Yeah.
Well, let's do what would little Jimmy McNulty say? Craig would be like...
I think Craig does believe in the hoodoo.
As you think it's coming around every other year, he'll be like... So every year, he's basically brought Kane first and gone like, he's definitely going to score. And he was saying the other week that maybe it is real. I think it is. I think it's just a matter of fitness. I think after he takes a break...
I think it is, yeah.
And,
it might be in his head. But now, I mean, think, even if we went out on... Wednesday, we're not going to go out on Wednesday because it's coming home. But when...
it'll be the third, fourth player for the Saturday anyway.
It'll be... Say again?
There'll be the third, fourth player. We do go out, which is Saturday, so it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, it's not going to make... So we're still going to play the amount of games. So it's going to mean, that he's... Because I think it starts August the 11th.
Season.
Sounds about Premier League season starts about August the 11th.
Oh, yeah, the 10th, in fact.
The 10th.
Yeah.
There you go. It's not a lot of time. So I'm definitely avoiding him. I'm definitely... I've just picked a random team at the moment. But, I'm avoiding him. I'm going with Terence with that. I think
he definitely has... There was a player called Terence.
I'm going with Terence. Don't you know Terence?
Yeah,
he plays for Wolves. Young Wolves lad. Yeah, really good. Terence.
Terence King sounds like somebody.
Terence King does, yeah, could be a footballer. But yeah, I mean, it has proven to be a thing, the August hoodoo for Kane. It really has. So I think definitely after a World Cup, it's going to be even more evident, isn't it?
Although, should we just do the opposite of whatever Craig does? Because obviously, if he doesn't get him, then he will score.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good idea to
maybe
back
let's
him.
Do that. Yeah.
I don't think he's worth bringing him in.
You don't?
No. I wonder how much he is. I can tell you, he's 12.5.
He's 12. He's the second most expensive player in the game after, obviously, the biggest ever points scorer, Terence King.
After Firmino. Firmino.
After Salah.
Salah.
After it's heat's affecting both of us.
Yeah.
After Salah, who, drum roll, he is still a midfielder, but he's 13 million on the game. Obviously, that's all relative within your 100 mil.
100 millions.
Your 100 millions, yeah. But 13 mil for someone who started off as nine last season.
Sterling is 11.
Sterling's 11.
Wow, that's
he's still listed as a midfielder as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a million more than De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Oh, Mahrez is 9, but they keep talking about him going.
It's looking very likely that he's going to City. This week potentially, I've heard. So
Son is 8.5.
Yeah, which I think is a little bit pricey for some because while he did get the points, he doesn't play a lot. He's one of them that you'll really notice if he doesn't get the points for that 8.5 mil. It'll fucking annoy you.
Yeah, and hasn't he got so basically because he's Korean, he has to do military service.
Yeah,
and the only way you can get out of it is by winning
the World Cup,
which they can't do that anymore.
You used to be able to
skip South Korean military service if you won the World Cup, but then they said it's not fair on you to play other sports.
Yeah.
So you can now only do it on.
If you play tiddlywinks, you ain't going to be winning the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. So it can now only be a sport that other people can do, an event. So you can only do it at the Olympics or the Asian Games.
Fucking
so I think if he wins the Asian Games, he gets out of military service.
Mm.
So I think they're going to release him to play in the Asian Games. So he won't
be imagine playing. That, going out to war. You're just about to go over the top and you just turn around and you're just next to Son. Like that. All right, mate. Yeah, not bad. It's not bad.
Reminds me of that Russell Brand thing where they said, it was like some guy written in the paper saying
about him and Jonathan Ross should go off to Afghanistan.
Yeah,
after they did the Andrew Sachs phone call, someone wrote on a message board, send them to Afghanistan. And he's talking about me and Jonathan in Afghanistan. Yeah.
That's the first thing the soldiers want as they're going over the top. All right, lads, I'm here to help. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know how Son will be.
No, that's true. Well, we do have another question. Chuck Bailey, our old mate, he said, do you think it's worth having players in your game week one team that have been had deep runs in the World Cup? Also, for Craig Hazel, is Sessegnon at 6.5 mil too rich? And if so, what prompted... Oh, sorry, promoted Gems. Is he eyeing up? Craig did write a reply, knowing that he wasn't here... He wrote an incredibly long reply.
Well, we should have just credited ourselves.
Potentially.
I think Sessegnon at 6.5 feels a bit steep. You might feel shortchanged because he was a defender a year ago.
And you're just saying this. You're not even reading it or anything, which is great.
So with the likes of Salah, Salah's a mid, so you think he is pretty much a defender and he's playing in midfield, so maybe it doesn't work.
He actually says that he actually plays in a front three now, Sessegnon. You need to
compare. Oh, really?
Yeah, you need to compare him to other 6.5 mil mids, sort of like your Hendersons, etc., and work out if it's worth it. I think it is. Sessegnon is in my first little draft. Other big championship picks for me, not Craig, for me, are Callum Patterson. You know Callum Patterson at Cardiff.
Oh, big P-Dog.
Yeah. He signed from Hearts as a defender. I know
about Hearts.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about Hearts.
Yeah.
He did his ACL and having never played in England, recovering from surgery and never playing in an attacking mid-role, he did score 10 goals. And that's only just coming into the side in November. And that's just off the top of my head.
I bet I'll tell you one thing about him.
Go on.
I know from my day scouting Hout at Gouting Hearts. I watched a fair few of their reserve games.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually a monster.
What's he like in set pieces?
Yeah, he's a monster. He jumps really high. and he's got, frankly, ridiculous goal celebrations.
He does, yes. Obviously, there's the Wolves Portuguese contingent. Rui Patricio.
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably make up a lot of FPL benches this season. And Ruben Neves was unreal last year. If you ask me. If you can just half his bookings, then he'd be a great sixth midfielder option at 5 mil. Likewise, Diego Jota at 6.5. He scored 17 in 44 games for Wolves, so wow. Pretty hard to ignore.
That's a good tip.
And that's pretty much it. He mentions Barry Douglas, but I just think he's having us on. That doesn't sound like a real human. So there we go, Chuck Bailey. Hope that answers
Diego Jota,
many, many other questions about who to watch out for. But we're joking aside, Craig does know Championship football, and he has on many occasions picked a very decent up-and-coming player. Yeah. Said it was too easy to pick Sessegnon. I remember him saying it a few months ago because everyone's on the Sessegnon bandwagon. He's the kind of hipster pick, isn't he?
But good, because Craig very much brings that Championship vibe into his points every year.
Yeah.
He likes to play to a sort of Championship standard.
He beat me last year, which I'm still sore about.
I caught you on the last day of the season. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, where were you?
I was sort of at a different end of the table.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Same podcast, though. Come on. Yeah. Thanks for your Facebook questions. We have a few more from our other much more successful platform.
Yeah.
With a little blue tick. Little section we like to call Tweets for my Tweets.
What's happening?
What's happening? Peter Harris. Are you sick of the It's Coming Home videos? Quite.
I haven't seen any.
To the point. Have you actually not?
No, what videos?
All right.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you actually not?
I know the videos.
I know you don't come. No, not the actual video. The fucking Badilla and Skinner 1996 music video. I'm familiar with that. Yeah, I know everything about it. No. To be fair, you don't look on Twitter, do you?
No.
It's just everyone's doing It's Coming Home videos. So yeah, pick a film. There's, you know, Shawshank, where, you know, he plays the music to everyone. It's the turning the music on and it's coming home. Or it would be people doing it. Like I said about the monkey, the ape one, where it's just famous films or someone saying,
yeah.
And then it's dubbed over with, it's kind of like I saw a fucking, The Wizard of Oz one, you know, where she's walking around and then the little munchkin fellas, probably can't say munchkin anymore, can you?
Probably not, unless that's what they're called in the film.
Oh, yeah, that is what they're called, yeah.
Oh, then,
sorry. So, yeah, and they come out and they go, The Wizard of Oz, or whatever, but they changed it to, It's Coming Home, It's Coming Home.
See, it's quite good if you've never seen any of the videos and someone just explained to you a couple. That sounds quite funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even me doing
That's not even me doing it justice. But, yeah, like in this, the, you know, like Family Guy, you know, he does that, the bird's the word, and it's that, but...
Yeah, I'm quite bored of it now.
Yeah, I'm bored of saying it. Yeah. I'm absolutely furious. Yeah, I am a little bit sick of it, but I have a really good idea of one. Have you ever seen that video? I want someone to do it for me. Have you ever seen the video with the? It's always on those awkward compilations where it's.
Is it your acceptance speech in the FBI?
Yeah. Yeah. With my shirt untucked and my glasses, I wore the wrong glasses and they went dark, they were reactive lenses, so I looked blind.
Or is it when I spilled a pint over you on Copper 90?
Yeah, that was good. That was on video for Copper 90.
Pretty good few video appearances in our times.
Excellent. No, it's the one where it's on Dr. Phil and it's about like these guys are confronting their dad because I think he was a drug addict or something, and he goes, I just wanted to say, I still love you. And the dad goes, and he cries like that. And it is the funniest fucking video. It's had 66 million views. And I just wanted it to change it to, I just wanted to say, it's coming home. And then he goes, just put in black man crying or saying. It's absolutely fucking brilliant. Really good. Or like weirdest cry ever or something like that. I may be able to eat it. But yeah, let me know if you can edit a video and we'll just do that. We'll knock it out and we'll get another viral shit going. We got one, Sour Troubadour. Where have you been watching the England games? And if England win against Croatia, where are you guys watching the final? Where have you been watching them?
I've been watching it in pubs in Windsor / Eton.
Ooh. Ooh, trendy.
Or I watched a couple in Soho, actually.
Don't live in Windsor now, do I? So.
And the other answer is Moscow, obviously.
You're watching the final in Moscow?
Give me consideration. I was going to buy tickets on there. Watching the thing, I was like, I'm just going to go.
That is the sort of thing you do.
Yeah, I know a couple of people who are going, so I don't know why.
And then when you're waiting, queuing up to get on the plane, you phone your missus and go, I'm just going to Russia. The classic Ash. I've been watching them at my new home in Wokingham. I didn't mention that I'm a homeowner now, did I, in the last podcast?
Hey, mate, you're not only a homeowner, you're also a father to
a
child.
I'm a father, I'm a homeowner. I water my grass.
Yep.
It's all out new.
I don't have any grass. I've got no kids or a home. I'm basically lost in life.
If you live in or near Wokingham, other areas, Winnersh, Bracknell, so that Binfield. So if you live near there, come get me at the Gaffer Tapes or at the_Tom_Holmes and we'll just hang out because I've got no friends and I'm watching them at home and I feel a little bit like I'm missing out. So let me know if you want to go to the pub in Wokingham and watch the game on Wednesday. No, but seriously, do. If we get to the final, definitely watching that down.
Oh, we got a tweet
the pub on Meun
from Ash Kernsworth.
Oh yeah,
at Twitter. Do you see West Ham signed?
Little Jackie Wilshere, yeah. Because it always goes well when West Ham sign injury prone players like old Andy Carroll.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Straight out the frying pan into the fire, isn't it?
Yeah. I think
that's a decent. If he can stay fit, he's a fucking great player. I love Wilshere. I'm gutted that we let him go.
Yeah.
Never sweated so much in my life. How wet is my face? I can feel that my eyebrows are absolutely sodden.
We should have just put a fan on and should have just had the noise of a fan in the background.
Yeah, and just said at the start, sorry, there's a noise of a fan.
Yeah.
But audio quality brilliant.
Video not
electrolyte
so
levels are going rapidly.
We not speak so good now.
No way.
We got another message from Fruity from Afar.
Fruity from afar.
Oscar P. says, you can read this one.
Not sure if this counts for Ash Kernsworth's sibling fetish, but is he aware that in 2011, the younger brothers of Didier Drogba and Florent Malouda, Freddie and Leslie, respectively, both played for Dijon, where their older brothers both played for... while their older brothers both played for Chelsea. So, yeah. So, Didier and Malouda played for Chelsea and their brothers both played for Dijon. Does that turn you on? It's not quite the same as your thing from loving them.
If they both played for teams in the Premier League, or say if Drogba and Malouda went to Marseille and they played against each other, that'd be good.
That would be...
Yeah, I'm assuming Dijon play in the French League. That might not even be true. I don't know.
Just trying to think of a mustard pun. Who else plays from Coleman? Guys... Seamus Bloody Coleman. Yeah, that'll do. For anyone who doesn't know, Ash absolutely loves brothers. Miles Offside Podcast, our little mates from Miles Offside Podcast. They said, now that we know prices, which players from this England squad are getting spots in your fantasy team this year? Obviously, we are a fantasy football podcast. Not first, probably about fifth, but we do talk fantasy football, obviously. What do you think? I'm looking at Jesse Lingard. I think he's going to have a belter next year. Rashford as well, maybe. Potentially looking at Rashford, but it's whether he gets the minutes.
I don't know about that.
I think if you're going to look, I looked at Trippier, but then you can get better price or maybe a similar price for Davis. Ben Davis, who I think maybe is a bit more of a point scorer.
Do we know how much Pickford is?
I'm not going to go Pickford. I did look, but I'm going De Gea and Fabianski is my second. Fabianski 4.5. Yeah,
oh my god,
you're mad if you ain't got Fabianski as your second keeper.
I don't know. Well, Pickford and Fabianski together.
Oh, you could do that. Yeah, instead of De Gea.
So Pickford possible or Fabianski goes super budget and Fabianski and Ryan maybe.
Yeah.
Then for the midfielders, Walker no, Rose no. If Rose starts playing regularly for Tottenham, I don't think he will.
Maguire maybe. I might look at Maguire.
Where
he likes a little goal. He was in my team last year.
Yeah. No, it was Maguire now.
Leicester?
Leicester, isn't it? Yeah.
Like Easter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cale Jones, potential?
Yeah, but Jones was always in my team. Brilliant point scorer for half that season. Half last season, he was like the best point scoring midfielder most weeks.
Yeah, probably one of the best ones that's not even played is Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, yeah. And, yeah, I don't know, Loftus-Cheek, potentially. He was a bit of a letdown last season, but...
Yeah, probably not that many, really. They're quite...
No!
They're either not... They either don't really play...
One of those
play.
Vardy be in and out of points, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it's one thing about the England team, because it's quite defensive. They're quite static players, aren't they, a lot of them? They're not, like, going to be big goal scorers, or they're in teams where... The depth is so huge.
Like the likes of Stones and Maguire like a goal from the back, and even Cahill, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Cahill don't get the minutes now, does he?
Yeah, exactly. They get rotated. The only ones that are really good value are the ones that play for smaller teams.
Mm.
Yeah, like, say, Trippier and Maguire, who are going to play every week.
Which, yeah, Trippier plays for a shit team, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But that's true. Do we have any more questions? Johnny Worthington. Where the hell can I get an England top from? Quite a strange one.
What sell them?
They sell them in shops. They said, I don't know where Johnny's from. Yeah, he's from sort of Middle Earth or something. Maybe not. Yeah,
maybe that's why he's like, does he telegram us from Mordor?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we did get it by carrier pigeon. By carrier hawk.
Yeah, he's in Minister.
From Johnny. Just from I don't know, I don't want to endorse any shops, but just a local sports shop or down the market. My dad bought me a Moody England shirt from the market once.
A Moody England?
Yeah, dodgy as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get the really shit ones, and I thought it was weird. The badge fell off it instantly.
Yeah.
It was too small for me, but that's probably because I was quite chubby. And it had four lions on it, which was a bit weird.
So I'm going to give you a little tip. One.
Please do.
You can buy them on Amazon for £48.74.
That's a fucking rip off it.
Well, that's the cheapest price. They go up to 80.
Yeah.
It's quite cheaper in England, isn't it? And also, friend of the show, Alistair. I saw he had a T-shirt that he brought from somewhere.
Yeah.
Said, and he's Scottish, isn't he? Mm. It said four lines on a shirt.
Four lines.
And it was four blue lines on a shirt.
Four blue four lines? Red,
yeah.
Lines. Four lines on a shirt.
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
I think so.
How much do you pay for that T-shirt?
Maybe he drew it himself.
I think you're robbed. Maybe that's
it. Get it past copyright.
Yeah. So that's it. I think that's our Buddy World Cup pod special. Yeah. Don't forget to get to draftkings.com now and use the promo code GAFFER to receive your free entry. Minimum £5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See draftkings.com for details. And come on, England.
We're going to... Do some football, at least.
We're going to do some football, yeah. And obviously, you know, like we say, if you are from Wokingham or the near area, just let me know. Go for a pint.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much. You can get us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. Go to the website, gaffertapes.com. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook. Obviously the song, the World Cup song. Yeah, plug the bloody World Cup YouTube song. We asked England to not be shit, and they haven't been. So I think part of it's going to be down to us. If we win the World Cup, I want a percentage of that.
Basically us, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, go to YouTube, check out the World Cup song, Do You Remember by the Gaffer Tapes. And come on, England, let's have a bloody good rest of the World Cup. And then we will be back at the very start of August, I think, for build up to the new season. Yeah, so don't forget to join the league. And come on, the boys. It's coming home.